I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How is life in the fast lane?
Oh, it's 1,000 miles an hour.
Hopefully you're not getting run over.
No, not too badly. I've got a bad limb, but I'm holding on and working out every day, of course.
Well, let's talk about that limb in a couple of minutes. But, you know, on this call, Tony, maybe just to give you a little orientation, we have about 2,000 people plus that will tap into this call. Some of them are our seasoned coaches. Many are joining us for the first time, or some are just starting brand new in our business. And so when they think of you, oftentimes they think of the guy, you know, that just say, okay, push play, and then you're in their basement, their living room, or their garage. But you do so much more than that. You really, in your role of helping end the trend of obesity, you go to the national and international level. So why don't you just take a few minutes and tell us what your days look like, who you're rubbing shoulders with, and what that looks like from your perspective.
Well, you know, I've been pretty lucky. You know, this P90X has become such a phenomenon that it seems that all walks of life are using P90X. So the opportunities have been pretty amazing. I got invited, some of the coaches know this, but not everyone, but I was invited by Armed Forces Entertainment to do a short tour in Italy, and we went to 3 different bases there, Aviano, Vicenza, and Camp Darby. And so, you know, it was really our first opportunity to kind of work with the troops, and, you know, that's just been amazing. And then, of course, Mark Briggs and Robert Hudgens and myself just got back about a month and a half ago from Japan. And we were there for about 16 days, and we worked our way up Japan from Okinawa all the way up to northern Japan. Actually, we got out of Japan just 2 weeks after, or just 2 weeks before the earthquake and tsunami. And so that's been an amazing thing. Of course, a lot of people are aware that I'm back and forth to Washington, D.C., and I'm working with congressmen and senators. It's a real privilege to go to the congressional gym and work with, you know, the men and women that that write our laws. You know, it's funny because they don't get along very well lately, but it's fun when they're all in the front row doing jump knee tucks together, you know, whether they be Democrat or Republican. And it's also fun because, you know, Carl and John found out that Michelle Obama is using P90X. I believe the president's using P90X Plus. So we have a tremendous influence in Washington, which is really great, especially with all the pirating that's going on with P90X and other products. So, you know, people are like Jonathan Gelfand at Beachbody working really hard to make those changes. And it's just fun. You know, it's fun when you've got people who, you know, are very influential around the world that honestly believe that your products are better than anybody else's, which is really exciting. You know, I mean, it really gives us great credibility. I mean, beyond the fact that P90X is still the number one fitness product in the world, it just goes to show you that if you're a coach, you're certainly tapped into the right people at the right time. You know, the opportunities here are amazing because, you know, it's above and beyond other opportunities where maybe you're selling soap or makeup or water filters or vacuum cleaners, which are all good products that I use, maybe except for the makeup, but you know, or the vacuum cleaner, really, these days. But you know, that's the interesting thing about what we're doing here. You know, when you've got professional football players and hockey players and basketball players and people talking about P90X and Beachbody on ESPN, and you know, I was at Bruce Springsteen's, not, you know, I don't mean to drop names, but I was at his place a couple weeks back, and just to see that how excited that they are about, you know, Beachbody and our success and what we're doing. And of course, you know, I'm going to be in D.C. again at the National Press Club 5K. I'm going to be the race marshal for that event. And we have another actual tour coming up in October. We're going to head off to Italy again, and Germany and Bosnia and possibly the U.K. So it's really been a blast. You know, Beachbody has given me an opportunity to share what we know, you know, what we know is required to get fit and healthy and stay that way. And the beautiful thing is that all of the coaches have an opportunity to spread that. You know, it's so much more interesting than, you know, being a representative for somebody who's selling makeup, which is great if that's something that really interests you. But, you know, how many other opportunities exist that can dramatically change your life and change the lives of the people in your life? There aren't any, and this is one of them. There are other businesses, like I said, that sell soap and makeup and water filters and vacuum cleaners. But, you know, what I've learned is, a question would be, what do most people need in this country today more than anything else? And the answer is better health and better fitness. And coaching gives you the power to make not only your own life better, but it gives you the power to make other people's lives better. You know, being part of a process that allows me to help people be better is why I get up in the morning. It's why I'm a workout maniac. It's why I eat whole and healthy foods. This is the life of a coach, and it's so inspiring. It's so motivating. It's so exciting. And it's so much different than so many other opportunities where you're maybe providing a product that helps people, you know, clean their teeth or if you're working in a, you know, if you're sick and tired of working in a cubicle for the man, you know, with the possibility of getting a raise in 2 years, and, you know, then you should really take advantage of this opportunity. You know, one of the things I want to say, and then we'll move on, is, you know, if you don't like feeling good about your career and your health, then you shouldn't be a coach. You know, if you're not enthusiastic about these products and this amazing opportunity, then, you know, you shouldn't be a coach. You know, if you hate exercise and you can't stop eating junk, then I don't know why you would want to be a coach. You know, if you hate talking to people and learning about this business, then you shouldn't be a coach, you know. But if you want to be part of what I believe is a critical catalyst to real change in this country, which gives me the goosebumps, I have to tell you, then commit to being a coach, because you are part of the solution and you're part of this process and you're part of this company. And we are growing so fast and so furiously, and it's so exciting that so many people, not only in this country but around the world, know who we are, know what we do, experience that change, and are excited. And so, you know, coaches are the people that spread the news better than anybody, and why not be part of that? I think it's an amazing time that we're in, and I'm all fired up, is all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
You know, Tony, as we had a chance to chat for a few minutes the other day, it really hit me, you know, lots of times. You know, for our coaches, they work in their own little corner of the world, but as listening to you talk about some of the things you've done and the places you've been, it just really dawned on me the influence that you and Carl and John and others are creating literally at a national level, and creating a credibility, in all honesty, that's unparalleled in this industry. I mean, I don't want to overstate that, but is your sense somewhat close to that, or any thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't disagree whatsoever. You know, all you have to do is pick up the Wall Street Journal and see that, you know, we're on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. There's an article coming out in the New York Times about us. You know, I mean, I do at least two or three radio or magazine or newspaper interviews a week. And you know, the people that interview me are scratching their head. They're saying, wow, you are doing something that no one has ever done before. I mean, you look at P90X. It's 7 years old, and it's still the number one product in the country. That has got to tell you something, you know. And you look at Asylum and how amazing that's doing, and TurboFire, and Shakeology is a phenomenon all by itself. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, they're all wondering what we're doing and why, and, you know, trying to figure out why we're different than everybody else. And it's because it's simple. It's because of the quality of the products. You know, it's purely the quality. Carl and I sat down over 12 years ago and said, let's give people real, authentic solutions to their problems. Let's not give them the smoke and mirror stuff that everybody else is doing. So, you know, these other companies, they have these neat little ideas that make them a few bucks, and then when the trend goes out of style, they grab onto something else. And we're here for the long term. We like our customers to come back. You know, and we provide something for everybody. Not everybody's into P90X, and I understand that. Some people want to do Rev Abs because that program works, you know, for that person at that point in their life. And that's why we have more than one product. That's why we have more than one coach. That's why we have a variety of different supplements. That's why we created Shakeology, because we understand there's a whole lot of different folks out there with different kinds of issues. Why not tap into everybody? You know, you look at P90X, for example, there's the lean version, the classic version, the double version. There's alternate moves in every particular, in every single, workout. It's because, you know, I don't want people to say I can't. I don't want people to say that exercise and health and fitness isn't for them. And so we at Beachbody give everybody an opportunity, and because the quality of our stuff is just, you know, without sounding like somebody who's an employee of Beachbody, but it's true. I mean, it's fun to get up in the morning and know that I have a job where I don't have to pretend what I'm selling or what I'm doing is good, when in reality I know it is. You know, I feel confident about everything that we make and everything that we do.
That's awesome. Thank you. You know, I was watching I was actually doing Rev Abs. I apologize the other morning with my daughter. I was trying to get her into a fitness program. And at the end, Brett throws out a comment about, he says, you know, Beachbody, literally, thank you to the world's best fitness program in the entire world. And every time I hear that, you know, I'm still fairly new here, but it dawns on me, and as I talk to people, you know, I can look them straight in the eye and just say, look, if you want to rub shoulders, if you want to be part of the company that's the very best at what they do in the entire world, then this is the group. And it's a cool thing to be able to say that with great integrity and great confidence, and you certainly made us part of that, so thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
So, hey, so now I know you've got lots of coaches that are dear friends of yours that have also been very successful, not only in the physical aspects of their life, but in taking advantage of this opportunity. And you've been around enough to see them do some things to be successful financially and physically. Just from your perspective, take a moment and maybe share with all the coaches on the line, what are some of those principles of success that you've observed and how maybe they can apply that to their business?
You know, I can think of a couple of examples. First of all, you know, everybody knows Tracy Morrow. She's a dear friend of mine. I mean, initially, all Tracy was a gal who saw the P90X infomercial, Power 90 infomercial, and she and her husband, Casey, decided to do it, and they won an opportunity to come to Hawaii, and we became friends. And initially, when the coaching opportunity came along, you know, she had she was very skeptical. And she thought, oh, wow, you know, I mean, what's with this coaching thing? I kind of like what I'm doing. You know, I just like sharing what I know about the products and the workouts and the supplements. But I don't really know if I want to do this, you know. And I said to her, give it 6 months. You know, I mean, Carl's going to make sure this thing is well run and very legitimate. And then you look at the quality of the products. And I said, it's the same thing you were doing before. But now you'll make some money too. You know, before in the old days, you would say, you know, P90X is great, the supplements are great, and you get a pat in the back. And now, you know, now I think she's an 11-star coach, and she's, you know, as a result, has incredible financial freedom. And what Tracy brings to the equation, which is I think one of the reasons why she is so successful, is she has a pure joy about it. She has a pure enthusiasm about it. There is no, you know, we talk about you know, multi-level marketing and how to avoid the ick factor. It's not aggressive. It's not sleazy. It's not creepy. It's just these products are the best, and the Shakeology is amazing. If you bring this into your life, your health, your wellness will improve. You'll make some money, and you can turn something that could maybe start out as a hobby into a career, which is exactly what she's done. That's what Mark Briggs did. Mark Briggs was a miserable cop. You know, I mean, he was a guy who was at one point, you know, out of shape and not a very happy guy in his job. And then initially it was just about the exercise for him. And then, you know, he saw the coaching opportunity and said, you know, I've got to give this a try because I don't like what I'm doing. And now he's, you know, he lives an amazing life. You know, he's toured with me in Japan and he's bought a beautiful home, and he's, you know, he buys another car every half an hour. You know, I give him a hard time. But you know, he has financial freedom. He has health. He has wellness. And that's huge. You know, Robert Hudgens is another example of a friend of mine who had three awful jobs, you know, living hand to mouth, all the time, out of shape and miserable. And he got fit and he got healthy and he saw this opportunity and he's run with it, and he's doing amazingly well. You know, a friend of mine I've known since I was a teenager, practically, my friend Bill Bondi. You know, he's 52 years old, almost 53. He's known about Beachbody forever. He's known what I've been doing with Beachbody for 12 years. But, you know, just decided to do his own thing. You know, he was a busy financial guy, and he was, you know, getting up and getting on his elliptical and, you know, doing a couple of push-ups, but not seeing any major change when it came to his health. And he came out here to visit me, about 3 months ago, and I put him through a little mini version of the P90X workout, and he didn't know about the coaching opportunity. He didn't know a thing about it. I mean, I didn't bring it up because he had, you know, he was doing his thing out in New York. And I put him through a routine, and a light went off. A light went off and said, good grief, I have got to start exercising. And, you know, he went back to New York. He cracked open he blew off the dust off the P90X. He cracked it open, and he did it for 90 days straight. And now he's on day, whatever, 120 or something. And he hasn't missed a beat. And as a result of changing physically, he changed mentally and emotionally. And all of a sudden, he was open to the coaching opportunity. And I know he's on this call, and he's hearing me tell his story. But, you know, here's a guy who's been in the financial world forever, you know, traveling the globe. But it's stressful, and it's hard, and the ups and downs are brutal. And he's not a fan of it anymore. And now he's fit, and he's healthy, and he feels good. And his wife, I got on the phone with his wife the other day, and she said, P90X has changed my husband in more ways than one. He's a better dad. He's a better husband. He's more upbeat. He sleeps better. There's just everything about him. He's got this bounce in his step that he lost 20 years ago, and he got it back in his 50s. And as a result of that, of feeling good, he's curious about the coaching opportunity. And now he is, and now he's sharing what he knows. And everywhere he goes, he's a walking billboard. People look at him and, you know, say, Bill, oh my God, you look completely different. Your face is different. He's dropped all that weight. He's down, you know, I don't know how many pant sizes. And people want to know about it. And he just hands out his business card and he says, go to my website. And now he says, Horton, I'm getting checks in the mail. You know, and I say, yeah, this is what this is about. You know, you start with, you know, some people start like you did, just wanting to feel better, just wanting to know what it's like to, you know, not drag around all that extra weight. And now you have this opportunity to share that with people. And it's so authentic, and it's so organic and it's so simple. And if you're on this call and this coaching opportunity is new to you, you know, it doesn't have to be turn off one life and start another one tomorrow. Sometimes it's just about making those physical changes. I don't care if it's Rev Abs or Brazilian Butt Lift or Asylum or P90X or anything. You know, you have to love these products. You have to be enthusiastic about them. You know, if half of Congress is using them and men in the armed forces around the world are using them, and the infomercial continues to be, you know, P90X continues to be the number one infomercial in the country, that is telling you something. That is telling you that you are tapping in to an amazing opportunity. Why you wouldn't want to be a part of that? Because like I said at the beginning of the call, there is one thing that the people in this country struggle with more than anything else, and that is their well-being and their health. And we have an opportunity, you know, in the coaching, to be a coach to turn that around. It's exciting. It's really amazing.
Great. Now Tony, you started out the call by sharing that you had a bit of an injured limb. Mm. In fact, you recently tore a bicep tendon. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing to get on the mend and maybe even, you know, provide some insight to coaches who may get sports injuries along the way.
You know, it's funny. When this accident first happened, and I was doing something called Iron Cross Flies on rings with my feet on a stability ball. I don't recommend them. But it was a very, you know, it's a serious move. And my right arm just gave way. And the tendon that holds the bicep on my right arm just snapped off the bone. And oddly enough, which is strange now as I sit here and I tell you this, it has been one of the greatest lessons in my adult life. And I haven't been injured since I shattered my kneecap as a sophomore in college back in the 70s. And, you know, when it happened initially, I thought, what am I going to be able to do? But then what it's reminded me is there's so many people out there that have excuses about why they can't exercise. You know, you look at Eric Stilhansky, who's in the plyometric DVD with me and P90X, you know, he's got a prosthetic leg. When he first started in the test group, he had, you know, he couldn't do yoga. He couldn't do plyo to save his life. But the only thing he kept doing was showing up, you know, and I watched him, you know, with a prosthetic leg. And, of course, with a prosthetic leg, he's got no movement in his ankle whatsoever, you know. And so it made a lot of those moves really difficult. But the only thing he did was he kept showing up. And so, you know, when I had this happen to my arm, I said to myself, okay, well, where are my weaknesses? My weaknesses are cardio. My weaknesses, I mean, I only do plyo once a week. And so it forced me to do more core work. It forced me to do more plyometrics. You know, there's a new, with our new P90X program that we're going to premiere at the summit, the name of which I can't tell you. It's top secret. But there's an two exercise routines in there called post-activation potentiation. And I've been doing the PAP lower, and it's amazing to see how my body is changing as a result of being forced to work other parts of my body. You know, I used to do ab work maybe four times a month. Now I'm doing it three times a week, you know, and it's just incredible. So, you know, I say to people, look, if the top is broken, you work the bottom. If the bottom's broken or injured, you work the top. If the top and bottom are broken, you work your core. You know, as a coach, you have an obligation to be consistent with your exercise because then you have something to talk about. You know, I mean, the reason why my buddy Bill, his coaching opportunity is exploding at such a rate that it's exploding is because he's a walking billboard for the products. You know, it's easy to talk about Shakeology when you're drinking Shakeology and you're seeing what it does for you. It's easy to talk about the products when you're using the products and people in your life look at you and say, oh my goodness, you look amazing. You know, it's so much more profound than selling an herbal product where you have to wear a button. You know, where the button says, hey, if you want to know why I'm wearing a button, then call me about these herbs. You know, which is fine. I mean, it's certainly better than selling crack, you know. But but what this is an opportunity to share your experience because your experience is real and it's authentic, and that change is real and authentic.
You know, there's lots of business applications to that as well, Tony. You know, lots of reasons why we, you know, sometimes we don't feel like doing it, getting out of bed. Stuff happens in life where we've got to go talk to people. And I think the lesson there is, which applies as well, is, hey, if one piece isn't working so well, go to the pieces that are. But never stop, or you won't realize the kind of success that you really, really want.
Very true. You know, the thing, too, is it's one thing to... You know, you look at the folks that start any kind of fitness program, and they see tremendous results. You know, with P90X, you know, you look at it, it's a 90-day program. Well, what do you do on day 91, 92, 93, 94? You know, the things about P90X that work are variety, consistency, and intensity. That same principle can be applied to you know, building your business as a coach. You know, variety, P90X provides the variety, obviously, right? There's 12 discs, there's all different kind of moves. You know, it prevents boredom, injuries, and plateaus, and that's the reason why so many people have such tremendous results with P90X, right? So we provide the variety, right? The same thing with the coaching opportunity. There are so many amazing tools to get this thing going. All you have to do is use the tools. You know, if you use the tools, you'll have success. You know, when it comes to intensity, right, I mean, if you're using the same 3-pound dumbbell on day one as day 90, chances are the results with P90X aren't going to be very good. So you learn, because there are worksheets that tell you, do more reps, increase your range of motion, you know, be creative, add more weights. It's the same thing with your coaching opportunity. You know, don't be afraid to think outside of the box a little bit. You know, use your personality and your style and your sense of humor and your enthusiasm and your excitement for these products to help build the business. Because, you know, if you don't like talking to people and you don't like exercise and you don't want to learn the tools, then you should probably, you know, work in an office for the man, you know what I mean, and stay out of shape and not be as happy as you could be here. A lot of folks are afraid of this opportunity because it seems too good to be true. When people bought P90X and when they saw the infomercial for the 10th time, you know, they thought, ah, you know what, this is too good to be true. I can't believe those before and after pictures are real. But uh-oh, that person at the office did it and they look amazing, or it was their wife or their sister or their brother or somebody down the street, you know. And that's the same thing that's happening here with the coaching opportunity. There are people on this call that know other people that used to have horrible jobs that now are making a lot of money and are super healthy and happy, right? And so when the evidence is in front of you, it's pretty hard to deny, you know? So all you have to do is mimic those people. Cheat, beg, borrow, and steal from them, because they've been there. They struggled at the beginning with their health. They struggled at the beginning with their business. And now both of those two things are lined up, and they are living large. You know, that's all I ever did. All I did was copy people who were successful. And I just would go to them and I'd call them or I'd email them and I would say, you know, I'd write a little note. Okay, I'm having troubles here. I'd write a note and I'd figure out who to call and who to connect with. You know, and that's what this business is about. That's what all P90X is my 20 years of experience with trying, you know, trial and error when it came to creating a program that worked. So my personality, the beautiful thing about Carl Daikeler is he said, Tony, you want to be a clown, but also be hardcore, go for it. You know, you want to do an impression of a pterodactyl backing out of the room in the middle of the workout, fine. You know what I mean? Anything that keeps people coming back. It's the same thing with the coaching opportunity. You have to find, you have to use the tools, and you have to be creative, and you have to be consistent, and you have to really, really love and use these products, and then, you know, life is but a dream.
Hey, Tony, just a couple minutes left, so two questions maybe to end on.
Sure.
You have this unique opportunity to have perspective from where the company is and where the company is going, what the company is looking into, what we're developing from a product development perspective. If you were to share what your vision is of the opportunity in the future for Beachbody, what is it, number one? And then maybe just to end with, just last thoughts of what you would say to these coaches. Hey, what do you do today as we end this call?
You know, I would say, you know, because I don't know, not everybody on the call has had the opportunity to be on the inside like I have. You know, I mean, I go over to corporate offices right here down the road from my house in Santa Monica, and I just see how there's such a buzz over there. You know, I mean, we're expanding to another floor. We keep growing. We keep building out because our product line continues to grow, and a company can only continue to grow like that when their products are selling. And if you think about it, you know, when you've got yesterday, I'm flipping channels, you know, in the afternoon because there was this comedy show that I was looking for. And you know what I found? I found a Rev Apps infomercial. And I found a 10-Minute Trainer infomercial. And I found P90X infomercials. We are all over the tube. And the only reason why we're able to buy that amount of media is because people are picking up the phone because they understand that these products work. And so as a coach, you think to yourself, you have all that free advertising. And now when you talk about Beachbody or P90X, everybody knows what you're talking about. It's not like you're trying to sell something that's really great that no one's ever heard of before. So, you know, as an insider, I guess, because I've been there from the very beginning. You know, when we first started out, it was Carl and John in a closet down the hallway from another company that they were renting this small space from. And it was just me and Debbie Siebers and a couple of secretaries. And because Carl and John had the vision to create something real, something authentic, something effective, you know, that's the reason why we've been able to grow at this speed and pace. So if you're on this call and you're just starting out and you're curious, I would say you are still at the ground level. You know, there are so many people in this country who are still buying shake weights and using weight loss only diet programs in boxes with colors on them. They don't know. There's so many people that just don't know about us yet, and you have an opportunity to connect with them. Like my friend Bill, for example. You know, they look at him and they say, you look incredibly different. What do you do? I did P90X. Oh my God, I've heard about that thing. So such and such down the street is using it. I got to get that. And Bill hands him the business card. And then, you know, all of a sudden he looks and there's been an order for Shakeology and P90X. And then they say, what's this coaching thing? And Bill says, all I did was try to lose weight and get fit. And I signed on to be a coach because I just love this company. I love these products have changed my life. And so, it's just paying it forward. It's just, you know, he wears his P90X shirt and everybody stops him on the street. There's not a whole lot of products out there. You can have a Melaleuca T-shirt. People aren't going to stop you on the street. You know what I mean? You can have a T-shirt that talks about, some other product that you're selling, you know, Mary Kay. Not that Mary Kay cosmetics aren't great. I mean, a lot of women love them. They're fantastic products. But people don't stop you on the street typically if you're wearing a T-shirt that has a Mary Kay product logo on it. You know, there's something so amazing here. We are, like I said, at the ground level, and we're tapping into something that is changing lives. People are loving feeling good and looking good, and we're the company to deliver that. And you guys are have the opportunity to share that with all the people who still need to hear that.
So, Tony, we don't get you often. We need to wrap up, but any last thoughts, comments you want to make as a final shout-out before we head off to Summit?
The last thing I would say is if some of you guys and gals struggle with motivation, you know, when it comes to your health and fitness and building your business, I will tell you this, that just say yes as often as possible. You know, every time you say no to anything, you have nothing, right? Obviously, the first two letters in nothing is no. You know, so the reasons why I exercise every day is because I know if I exercise today, my health will improve. The quality of my life will improve. I'll be less vulnerable to illness and injury as I get older. You know, don't think about your waistline so much and the numbers on the scale and inches and everything else. Those are great little barometers to kind of check your progress as you move through it. I had a friend of mine come in from Telluride this week, and he fell off the wagon, you know, and when it came to his exercise, and because his reasons why weren't solid enough for him to sustain it. It's the same thing when it comes to your business. You know, tell yourself, today I'm going to put, you know, X amount of hours based on my schedule doing, you know, the following things. What are those things? You know, do them and don't be attached to the outcome. The only reason why I'm so consistent when it comes to my exercise is because I just love getting better. I love getting stronger. I love being more flexible. At the age of, I'm going to be 53, and the things that I can even do with a bum arm is a thousand times better than it was when I was a kid. So that's the one thing I would say is find your reason why, make it powerful, and that way you'll be consistent and you'll stay fit and healthy for the rest of your life, and you'll watch your business grow beyond your wildest dreams.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us today. Just some great nuggets, some great insights and vision, and we wish you well in your recovery.
Thank you.
It sounds like you're not letting any time off, and that's great. We look forward to seeing you at Summit.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see everybody. It's going to be an amazing couple days at the Summit. I'm fired up, and make sure that when you shake my right arm, don't squeeze too hard.
Don't squeeze too hard. Okay. Hey, let me just in closing just add this. Some great information from Tony. My only challenge to you is go out and do something with that information. I think he's done a great job of casting what the opportunity is, you know, how broad it goes, how far it goes. And we are in this business to share what we have, and we rely on you as our great coaches to do that. And to the extent that you go out, you get in the game, you open your mouths, you share, you'll get better and better. That's where the results come. It's in the action and the doing that the results come. And we rely on you. We count on you. We're proud of you. We're glad to be associated with you. But sit down for 5 minutes after this call and identify what you are going to do today and what you're going to do for the rest of the week, because this will determine how successful you are this week. So, everyone, thank you for joining us. Again, Tony, thank you, and make it a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. Everybody may disconnect.